Hello, this is Missy Hollander from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from the News and Observer's Restaurant Reviews. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Before we get started, just a quick reminder what the ratings mean. 5 stars means extraordinary, 4 stars excellent, 3 stars above average, 2 stars average, and 1 star fair. And the first review I'm going to read is for Taipei Cafe, and they are located at 9825-G Chapel Hill Road in Morrisville. Their phone number is 380-8568, and they received 3.5 stars. As soon as we walked through the door of Taipei Cafe, my wife and I were warmly greeted by a woman at the back of the dining room, where she had just delivered a pot of tea to another couple. As she approached us, her smile of welcome broadened into a full-on grin of recognition. "I know you," she said. "Uh-oh," I thought. Busted. That moment of recognition, prized by many restaurant patrons, is the bane of the anonymous critic's existence. In this case, though, my fears were unfounded. It was my wife that our genial hostess server recognized, as became evident when she turned to her and asked, "You used to eat at Mama Wok, didn't you?" Indeed she did, though the last time was 4 years ago. Turns out the warm smile and apparently photographic memory belonging to Jenny Po, who for several years had operated Mama Wok with her husband, Chef Chung Po. It was her congenial personality, as much as his cooking skills, that earned the Cary restaurant a loyal following before it closed in 2007. Many of those fans lost no time in finding their way to Morrisville, where the couple opened Taipei Cafe in March. The tiny 10-table dining room is frequently at or near capacity, and many customers are clearly on a first-name basis with the owners. Loyal fans are no doubt pleased to find all their old favorite authentic Szechuan and Taiwanese dishes present and accounted for on the new menu under the heading The Real Homestyle Chinese Meal. Chef Pao has even expanded the selection of specialties from the couple's native Taiwan in keeping with the new restaurant's name. Crispy shrimp rolls, a Taiwanese twist on egg rolls featuring minced shrimp and scallions in a tofu skin wrapper, are a delightful introduction to the island cuisine. So is snow cabbage and fish fillet soup, served for two. Show an interest in Taiwanese fare, and Jenny Po will encourage you to try the pork chop with rice. Heed her advice. Your reward, succulent under a light, deep-fried breading, will appear on a bed of emerald green Shanghai bok choy and rice drizzled with a savory meat sauce. Taiwan's answer to Singapore noodles substitutes an earthy brown sauce for the familiar curry, lightly dressing a tangle of thin noodles, pork, black mushrooms, and vegetables. It's a satisfying dish, but for my money, 3 cups chicken, so named according to one of the several colorful explanations, because the original recipe for the sauce calls for a cup each of wine, sugar, and soy sauce, is a more rewarding option. That 3 cups chicken actually originated in southern China hasn't prevented Taiwan from adopting it. For that matter, the bulk of the Taiwanese repertoire consists of dishes brought to the island by people fleeing the mainland, dishes which were subsequently adapted to the island's cultural melting pot tastes. Nowhere is this more evident than in the Taiwanese rendition of the Szechuan cuisine, where seafood frequently makes an appearance and spices are toned down to a more broadly acceptable level. A starter of fried sardines and peanuts, punctuated with a judicious smattering of diced jalapenos, will get your taste buds buzzing without knocking your head off. Crispy fish fillet, which serves up chopsticks manageable nuggets of swai, a mild fish with a texture resembling catfish, in a sweet tart sauce, will keep things simmering through the entree course. So will the steamy chili-spiked braised beef hot pot, though the authentically fatty and in some cases sinewy chunks of beef may be off-putting for some. Szechuan-style tofu provides moderate sizzle for vegetarian tastes, as does the Szechuan green beans. True to Taiwan's economical tastes, the menu occasionally ventures into other regional Chinese cuisines. Wuxi-style pork ribs, tender in a rich, subtly sweet brown sauce, rate as comfort food regardless of where you hail from. Sha-cha beef with Chinese watercress, a summertime special, is likewise universally appealing. According to Jenny, sha-cha beef will continue to be offered only as long as Chinese watercress is in season. If it's no longer available by the time you get there, rest assured the menu provides ample rewards to tide you over until next summer. By that time, Pao will surely know your name. And again, Tai Pai Cafe received 3.5 stars, and they're located at 9825-G Chapel Hill Road in Morrisville, phone number 380-8568. The next restaurant I'm going to read is for Antonia's, and they received 4 stars, and they're located at 101 North Churton Street, and that's in Hillsboro, phone number 643-7722. Antonia's begins to cast its spell before you even set foot inside the place. Poppy red umbrellas in front of the restaurant beckon as you approach, inviting you to step from the streets of the pre-revolutionary era town of Hillsboro, where Antonia's opened in March, and into a European sidewalk cafe. Indoors, dining room manager Claudia Salvador's urbane, softly accented greeting keeps the magic alive. Behind her, a well-stocked bar divides the space into 2 narrow, cozy rooms framed in vintage-molded tin ceilings, time-burnished hardwood floors, and windows hung with curtains in muted shades of olive, rust, and cream. Walls hung with an eclectic collection of art ranging from mural print to romantic landscape reinforce a mood that is at once refined and relaxed. Though the restaurant has only been open for 5 months, it feels like it's been around for decades, and in a way, it has. Salvador helped run a previous incarnation of Antonia's with childhood friend Antonia Berto and Berto's husband Philip Smith in Key West for 24 years before selling it in 2002. Joining the trio in the new venture is Naomi Lundahl, whom they had met when she was co-owner of another Key West restaurant. Berto and Smith team up in the kitchen to offer an enticing mix of traditional and contemporary fare with a northern Italian accent and an emphasis on local and sustainable ingredients. The starter offering is brief but varied, with temptations including an antipasto misto of saluma and local artisanal cheeses, a pairing of prosciutto with the current crop of cantaloupe and honeydew melon, and mushroom caps sautéed in a voluptuous marsala cream sauce. Decisions don't get any easier when it comes to entrees. Do you go for the pan-seared golf snapper with watercress, Belgian endive, radicchio, arugula, and artichokes, splashed with white wine and oil infused with roasted olives and lemon? Or a scalloping of pork loin, stuffed with wild mushrooms and creamy cacciata cheese, napped with a pancetta sage butter sauce? Further complicating matters are the pastas, which range from fettuccine, mushrooms and peas in a velvety cream sauce, to penne with seasonal vegetables, to spaghetti with shrimp in a vibrant tomato sauce, punctuated with garlic and red pepper. Happily, pastas are available in half portions, allowing you to have your pasta, so to speak, and eat your entree, too. Unless you opt for the lasagna bolognese, that is, in which case you'll want to order the full portion and forego the entree. It's that good. Unlike the familiar southern Italian version of the dish, Antonia's is the Emilia-Romagna classic layering of bechamel, rich bolognese ragu, and homemade pasta so tender that it's impossible to describe without resorting to the melt-in-your-mouth cliché. Homemade pastas are Antonia Berta's specialty, it turns out, and you'll invariably find at least one among the list of nightly specials. Linguini alla spaghetti was a recent charmer, featuring shrimp, crab, and tomato entwined in a skein of delicate noodles tossed in a light cherry cream sauce. But pasta is hardly the only attraction on the specials list, where Berto and Smith frequently venture outside the Italian repertoire to showcase local flavors. The catch of the day might be pan-seared North Carolina flounder, catfish, or grouper, with your choice of sauce judiciously applied as so not to upstage the fish. That even goes for the anchovy cream sauce, a model of restraint and balance. A bounty of crabs is transformed into crab cakes, ample discs of jumbo lumps held together by little more than their lacy crusts. Land and sea harvests are united on crunchy crostini, where snapper, mussels, shrimp, heirloom tomatoes, and cannellini beans cast a spell that compels you to eat every bite. Nor does the charm wear off when it comes time for dessert. Torta di amaretta e cocco is a magic incantation that conjures up almonds and toasted coconut in a light-as-a-cloud cream cake. Nutella cream brulee, as sometimes special, bewitches. And it should come as no surprise, given the owner's backgrounds, that key lime pie transports you instantaneously to Key West. Again, Antonia's received 4 stars, located at 101 North Churton Street in Hillsboro, phone number 643-7722. The next restaurant I'm going to read is located in Raleigh, and that's for Bangkok Thai, and they're located at 13200-131 New Falls of Neuse Road, phone number 554-1561, and they received 3 stars. Spanning the walls on either side of Bangkok Thai's 12-table jewel box of a dining room are large wood panels stained a soft honeyed oak. At the center of each panel is a single miniature carved wooden crane, or a pair of them, painted in muted shades of rose and robin's egg blue. The panels are otherwise unadorned, and except for a splash of color here and there, gilded flowers and lotus pods on a low table near the entrance, lanterns fashioned from red and white paper roses overhead, the dining room decor is restrained by Thai restaurant standards. It's a fitting backdrop for exploring flavors that, while unmistakably Thai, are frequently as light and subdued as the colors of those carved wooden cranes. Thai spa cuisine wouldn't be far off the mark, in fact, to describe an offering characterized by an emphasis on fresh vegetables and a light, clean flavor. In Bangkok Thai's take on summer rolls, diced avocado combines with the usual fillings of shrimp, noodles, and shredded vegetables in a pastiche of pastels visible through translucent rice flour wrappers. Spring rolls are lighter and less greasy than most of the shatter crisp shells. Tad Mun Pla, a diminutive homemade fish cakes flecked with kefir lime leaf, are a dainty delight. In other restaurants, Thai coconut curries are a full-throated chorus of exotic herbs and spices. Here, they sing gently in a narrower range of flavors. Basil takes the lead in a melody line of slightly tart green shrimp curry, with tender green beans and julienne peppers singing bright harmony. Pineapple adds sweet counterpoint to a red duck curry, and cashews punctuate the creamier, but still light, panan. Regardless of which curry you opt for, you can be sure it won't be upstaged by chilies unless you order it extra hot. Steamed gingerfish is a study in delicately balanced flavors, pairing a moist mahi fillet with broccoli, mushrooms, and cabbage under a shower of ginger root slivers. Thai spicy basil, beef is popular, but salmon and soft-shell crab are also available, is a bolder option. Pad Khi Mao serves up an ample tangle of authentic egg noodles, fresh vegetables, and your choice of half a dozen protein options. What you won't find in any of these dishes is fish sauce. A staple ingredient in traditional Thai cuisine, fish sauce has been omitted in all but a handful of dishes on Bangkok Thai's menu. The omission no doubt accounts, at least in part, for the light, uncomplicated flavors. It also means that virtually every entree and noodle dish is available in 2 truly vegetarian versions, organic tofu and mixed vegetables. The menu doesn't note which dishes contain fish sauce, but according to Durapon Puzujua, who owns the restaurant with her husband, Kittapong, he does most of the cooking, there are only 4. All are found under salads heading. In fact, they might strike a Western mind as counterintuitive. He explains that fish sauce is a defining flavor in pungent chili fleck lime juice dressing of these salads. Without it, tiger's hair, thin slices of sautéed lean beef served warm over lettuce and sprinkled with ground toasted rice, just wouldn't be tiger's hair. Same goes for seafood salad, squid, shrimp and mussels, larb, minced chicken, and sometime green papaya salad. Having tasted a couple of them myself, I'm not inclined to dispute the matter. Disappointments are infrequent and can generally be attributed to attention lapses in the kitchen, a couple of pieces of gristly beef that find their way onto the plate, say, or an overcooked chicken sauté. The homemade ice creams, Thai tea, Thai coffee, and coconut, head up a dessert offering that stands out from the crowd as much as the savory fare. Mangoes are out of season. They insist on using Thai mangoes, but the sweet sticky rice that traditionally accompanies them is still available with Thai custard. The rice is steeped with pandan leaf, which gives it a subtle citrusy floral perfume and dyes it a pale jade green, a fitting color for a restaurant defined by understatement and a delightful conclusion to the meal. Bangkok Thai, again, received 3 stars, located at 13200-131 New Falls of Neuse Road, and that's in Raleigh, phone number 554-1561. The next restaurant I'm going to read is for a Middle Eastern restaurant called Burgama. They received 2.5 stars, and they're located at 3520 Hillsborough Road in Durham, and their phone number is 383-0300. In Bergama's vestibule, a small couch piled with an oriental rug covered cushions paid tribute to the restaurant's namesake, an ancient city in Turkey renowned for its carpets. On the other side of the room, an ornate brass urn reinforces the Middle Eastern mood. But what, you wonder, are you to make of the four-foot-tall statue of Betty Boop? Good question, and one that becomes even more mystifying when you enter the dining room and discover a decor whose highlights cover a wildly eclectic spectrum from Turkish rugs, silk tapestries, and folk instruments to faux Tiffany chandeliers, a mounted deer head, and a model of a fully rigged sailing ship. It all begins to make sense when you open the menu, where you'll find a culinary potpourri to match the setting. Middle Eastern specialties, the native cuisine of owner chef Zinner Abahan, who was born in a small village on Turkey's Black Sea coast and opened Bergama in 2009, are worth seeking out. But to find them, you'll have to sift through the hodgepodge of American regional dishes, pub fare, pizzas and pastas she included to broaden the menu's appeal. And that's not to say you won't find a few rewarding options among Bergama's non-Middle Eastern offering. New England-style clam chowder is chock-a-block filled with clams and richly creamy without being heavy. Chicken parmesan is the most popular dish on the menu, and chocolate chess pie, which Abahan learned to make during her 17-year tenure in the kitchen of Angus Barn, is indistinguishable from that restaurant's famous version. The Angus Barn also supplies the beef for Bergama's 8-ounce New York strip steak, served with baked potato and a trip to the modest but freshly stocked salad bar for a bargain at $9.99. But for every clam chowder or chocolate chess pie, there is an unremarkable fried calamari, run-of-the-mill pizza, or a forgettable fettuccine Alfredo. Better to set your gastronomic GPS for the Middle East, where the selection is brief but varied enough to take you on an adventure from familiar hummus to exotic alabinaya-style beef liver, seasoned with cumin and other spices, battered and seared with sautéed onions and served in a rich gravy. Pied Burak, Turkey's answer to the calzone, features a savory filling of spinach, cheese, and your choice of meat, beef, lamb, or chicken, baked in a large, folded-over pita crust. Unless you're sharing or famished, count on taking home leftovers. Dalmas, cabbage leaves stuffed with a blend of minced beef and rice, are served with boiled potatoes, a hearty combination that ought to hit the spot as the weather cools. Sometimes the dalmas are topped with tomato sauce, and sometimes they're not. Ask for them without the sauce, or get the sauce on the side, which is rather acerbic and can overwhelm the other flavors. You'll be well advised to heed a couple more caution signs along the road to gastronomic adventure. If you're accustomed to deep-fried falafel, you may be disappointed in the lack of crunchy exterior on Bergama's grilled version. And if you're thinking about ordering Abahan's pistachio walnut pecan baklava, ask if it was made that day. If not, take a detour around it. Crisp on one day, the phyllo pastry gets quite soggy in a day or two later, and head straight for the chocolate chess pie. Before you even think about dessert, though, you should by all means include kebabs on your itinerary. Options include beef, lamb, Alexander, which is seasoned ground beef, chicken breast, and shrimp, all served with grilled vegetables cooked on separate skewers so it could all be properly cooked, rice, pita, and a vibrant salsa of diced tomatoes, cucumbers, and onions. Best of all are the lamb kebabs, supremely tender and grilled precisely medium rare when I ordered them. When I raved about them to Abahan's husband, Ismail, he gave her marinade partial credit for their tenderness, then added, "But you should see her work. She's like a surgeon, trimming away every bit of fat and tendon." A dealer in oriental rugs, so that's where they come from. The affable Ismail Abahan is frequently to be found in Bergama's dining room. When I asked him if he helps out in the restaurant, he said, "No, I just help myself." So would I if I could get those lamb kebabs anytime I wanted. Again, Bergama received 2.5 stars, located at 3520 Hillsborough Road in Durham, and their phone number is 383-0300. And we've got time for some restaurant news. G2B Beer Garden opens. Chef Shane Ingram of Foursquare Restaurant in Durham and one in Chapel Hill opened his third restaurant, G2B, in Durham. Ingram describes the new restaurant as an American-style beer garden. The menu offers appetizers all for $10 or under, entrees for $20 and under, and half of its desserts are milkshakes. To see the full menu, you can go to g2b-restaurant.com. The restaurant is at the corner of Shannon Road and University Drive, in a location that used to house Starloo and Restaurant Eden, which both closed in recent years. The restaurant entrance is in the back of an office building, and it cannot be seen from the road. Reuben's Downtown, which took over the Biscuit Station spot on North Person Street in downtown Raleigh, has finally opened. The restaurant serves a more expanded breakfast than the space predecessor, country-style breakfast, omelets, and pancakes. The menu also lists hamburgers, turkey burgers, sweet potato fries, and a barbecue. The signature dish is turkey nuggets, breaded pieces of turkey tenderloin served on a tangy ranch-based sauce. These aren't wimpy chicken nuggets. You get five for $5.99. Reuben's Downtown is open 6:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Wednesday and 7 a.m. to 9 or 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday. It is located at 100 North Person Street in Raleigh. And also, Tasty Beverage Company is coming to downtown Raleigh's Warehouse District. This store will open in Raleigh, in the Raleigh Depot between Hibara and Tuscan Blue. Business partners Johnny Bellflower and Sean Pratt, a web developer and a legal courier respectively, are craft beer enthusiasts who wanted a dedicated beer store in Raleigh. They decided to open a store like Bruising Ales in Asheville. Bellflower points out that they will have a larger tasting bar with 4 to 6 draft beers and offer local meats and cheeses from such producers as Chapel Hill Creamery and Giacomo's Italian Market. And they hope to begin renovation soon and hope to be open shortly. And this comes from Cheap Eats. Welcome to the land of Cheap Eats, where ethnic restaurants tempt you with affordable exotic fare. And there's a great little counter service eatery on every corner, and food trucks rule the road. We'll explore the varied and colorful landscape in this new column, which will hopefully run every month. Sometimes the itinerary will take us to places with a common theme, burger joints, say, or taqueras. On other occasions, we'll set out on a whirlwind tour that may begin at a Korean barbecue food truck and wind up at a pie shop. Regardless of the destination, in most cases, you'll be able to make the journey to one of these eateries for $10 or less per person, the food, that is. Beverage tip and the price of a gallon of gas come under the small print heading. Our inaugural adventure takes us deep into Mongolian barbecue territory, where customers choose from a buffet-style selection of uncooked meats and vegetables, then take them to a chef who stir-fries them with the sauce of their choice on an enormous flat wok. Dinner and a show are all rolled into one, you might say, and for a bargain price to boot. And the first one is Bally High, located at 2414 Wake Forest Road in Raleigh, and also at 811-170 9th Street in Durham. Phone number for Raleigh, 828-3103. Phone number for Durham, 416-0200. The granddaddy of area Mongolian barbecues, the original Bally High in Raleigh first fired up the big wok 3 decades ago. The decor is, to put it mildly, on the dowdy side. The Durham location is much spiffier, but the food is consistent. Be advised that if you order the super spicy sauce, level 10 on a 1 to 10 scale, that's precisely what you'd get. And next we have Crazy Fire Mongolian Grill, and they have multiple locations throughout the triangle. And if you want to go to their website, it's www.crazyfiremongolian.com, and that'll have a list of where their locations are in the triangle. A huge selection and create-your-own sauces proved so successful at the original location on Buck Jones Road that Crazy Fire has grown to 6 locations in 10 years. Reasonable prices are even more of a bargain when you sign up online for a monthly newsletter. Each edition includes a discount coupon. And finally, the Great Fusion Grill, that's located at 243 Grand Heights Drive in Cary, phone number 388-3660. The newest entrant into the local Mongolian barbecue field aims to set itself apart by billing itself as a fusion grill and backing up the claim with sauce options such as honey, citrus, pepper, tomato, and sesame mushroom. Otherwise, the selection is pretty much the same as elsewhere, unless you count desserts, cheesecakes, and Japanese mocha ice cream, and the decidedly different menu offer to add a tortilla for only $1. And we've got time to just read real quickly one more thing in restaurant news. Indian restaurant to open in Glenwood South. Chef Gimar Rawat, most recently of Saffron in Chapel Hill, hopes to open Mantra by now, in the space most recently occupied by Vintage Bar and Lounge in Raleigh's Glenwood South. I decided to open in downtown Raleigh because there are no Indian restaurants and people love Indian food, Rawat said in a phone interview. Rawat said he will offer fine dining Indian fare and pointed out that the menu showcases a wide selection of seafood dishes from sea bass to lobster. He said they would be open for both lunch, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and for dinner, from 5 to 10 p.m. The restaurant's exact location is 116 North West Street, Suite 100. Rawat has an impressive culinary pedigree. He trained in New Delhi at what was then the top Indian restaurant in the world, Bukhara. Before he came to the Triangle, he worked as a chef at Tamarind in New York City. And finally, Cypress on the Hill is now closed. Cypress on the Hill, the fine dining West Franklin restaurant by Alex Gallis, a longtime sous chef at Mongolia Grill, has closed. The email from Gallis cited the economy as a factor in the closing, stating, "We have been unable to generate the level of growth in this economy necessary to sustain operations." Gallis and upper management thanked their loyal patrons and staff. Earlier this year, Greg Cox, the NNO's restaurant critic, listed Cypress as a silver medalist on his annual Best of the Triangle list. In 2009, Cox had given the restaurant a 4.5-star review. And it looks like that we have run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Reviews. And I hope you listen again, and I hope that you've enjoyed it. I'm Missy Hollander, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This program is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast. So long until next time. Thank you.